As I look around, I don't suppose I can see anyone here this morning that's been in prison. If you have been, I don't know you, and I apologise, but I don't think anyone here has been in prison. Now, I have been once. When I was over in England, I used to go around with the forces, and we used to have shows at different bases, and one day we went to a prison. And, of course, we just go by the prison, and we can't understand what these people have to go through in life. Now, I only spent a short time in there, about 2 hours. But yet, we had a captive audience while we were there in that prison. And, of course, perhaps that's what you are this morning, a captive audience at the moment. But I have seen audiences, and they had a different look about them while they were there for the show. And I can say, no matter what we did, they would have really enjoyed that time that we shared together with them. They just seemed to have the expression on their face of enjoyment, expression of release, and an expression of being happy for that moment. And I emphasise that moment, because after we left, it was late in the afternoon, they all had to go back into their respective cells. The gates were clanged shut, and there they were imprisoned. Now you might say, what on earth is he getting up here to talk about that for this morning? But from our very first hymn, my thoughts went back to days of time gone past, and what this verse sort of meant to me, perhaps in a personal way. And verse 4 of our first hymn says this: long my imprisoned spirit lay. Now, before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we were all prisoners. Whether we would like to have accepted it or not, we were all prisoners of sin. We were bound by the chains of sin. We had sin in our lives. We had no hope in the world. We were bound by the chains of sin. Fast bound in sin and nature's night. Surely, bound by sin, there was no light in our lives. There was no happiness. There was no shine in our lives. Surely, as we think back, before we came to know Christ as Lord and Saviour. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke. The dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. And surely that's what happens in our lives when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one of the thoughts I had this morning as we were considering the thoughts before us was that thought that we often think about, was that Christ Jesus was with the Lord at the very foundations upon which the earth was made. When the earth was made, Christ was there. And I'd just like to read that verse in John at the very beginning. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And then in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Until that time that we came to accept Christ as Lord and Saviour, we were chained, we were imprisoned. But when he came and left God's presence and came into this world, he came because you and I needed to be set free, have the chains taken off, and to begin our life with him. And then over in Acts, chapter 3, I think it is, that I want to refer to. Peter's address to the Sanhedrin, chapter 4 and verse 10. But be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, and be it known today that in our prison, in our sinfulness, we crucified the Lord Jesus Christ just as much as those people in that day. You and I were just as responsible for taking him to the cross as were the people of that day. Whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. It was necessary for Christ to come. It was necessary for him to suffer all those things that he suffered and go all the way to the cross of Calvary so that we might have the chains of our imprisonment taken away from us. And then in chapter 12, verse 5 of Acts, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church under God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And then, I'm sorry, I missed the one in verse 5, the one to refer to. Verse 5 and 17. And then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And then over in chapter 16, verse 25 of Acts. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And as I read that portion this morning up that far, my thoughts went this way, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. And you know, sometimes as we think back about our life when the Lord was dealing with us in this respect, asking us to come to him, the door was open and we refused to go through the door. He was knocking at the door and we refused to open and let him in. Sometimes it seemed like maybe we needed an earthquake to wake us up. Maybe we needed that earthquake to realize the state of imprisonment we were in, so that we might come to that point and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. And as I think back on my life, I know that perhaps I needed something like that too. Last evening, or yesterday, when we were here at the conference, one of the brethren said something about the land being... the people there were nominal Christians. In other words, what he meant by that was that they were perhaps in a Christian environment, but they were not born-again believers. At least that's the way I took it, that they were nominal Christians. And you know, a lot of people here were fortunate enough to be brought up in a Christian home. And we're one step, or those of us who were brought up in a Christian home, were one step in front. We were in the imprisonment of sin in our own bodies, but perhaps we didn't have the prison around us. We had the opportunity of knowing Christ from our Christian home. But I was brought up in a nominal Christian home. Not a Christian home, a nominal Christian home. So some of us might have had perhaps chains on our arms and not our legs, if you want to refer to this. But the thought that came to me this morning when we sang that hymn was, my chains fell off and my heart was free. My chains fell off and my heart was free. Now, you might think, well, I'm going on to my next thought from here. And the next thought that I had was, I didn't come to that sort of situation in my life when I was converted. And it was a long time between the time I came to acknowledge Christ in my life as a real thing until the time I was actually baptized. Now, I was baptized twice. The first time I did it because it was something to be done. I was in a Christian environment. I was attending church each Sunday morning, going to all the Christian activities. I went forward one day. I was baptized another. But yet, I still had the chains on my legs and arms. I was still in that prison. Billy Graham came to Australia in 1959, and I went forward again, and later on I was baptized. And it wasn't until I made that decision to be baptized, and until I'd actually been baptized, that the chains fell off. I don't know why I happened to think about this morning, but that's the thoughts that have been going through my mind since we sang that first hymn. That time of being baptized is when I felt that the prison around me was taken away, and that I knew with a real assurance in my life that Jesus Christ had come to this scene, had gone through all that he went through. He had died on the cross. As we were singing, yea, he shed his precious blood for me. It wasn't until that time that I felt that these chains were taken off. So I just thought this morning, I would like to just share that with you. That as we often sing this song, my chains fell off, my heart was free. And I'm just wondering if there's anyone here this morning who is yet feels that the chains are still on their ankles and arms, still feeling that sort of imprisonment that can bind us where our thoughts are not really free concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have that real assurance that we should have, that he has promised us in his word, and that the chains fell off. We know, each one of us, that one day Christ is coming back. And if he doesn't return, we know that if we leave this life, we'll be with him for all eternity. There's no shackles, there's no chains, there's no worry in the world today that can concern us as far as our eternal destination is concerned. Christ left his place in heaven. He came into this scene. He went through all these things so that you and I might have the shackles removed, the chains taken away, the prison bars thrown down. And yea, he invites us as we read on in this chapter. But Paul, this is the 28th verse, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour can rejoice. Believing in God, we have the chains have fallen off, the shackles have been removed, and we're free through Christ. I hope everyone here today can say that. My experience was, it wasn't until that time, I went through the waters of baptism. But each one has a different experience and story. But that's mine. And I invite you all this morning, if you feel that the chains are still there, the provisions for them to be removed are within the scriptures that we've read this morning. May the Lord bless these few thoughts to our hearts.